Gnome World, The Evans Street Attacks. Chapter 1, The First Attack. There were shadows on the lawn, and it would soon be dark. Mondo, the garden gnome, stood beside his pond in the front yard. He did not like fishing, but he had to stand here every day in his red hat and coat. He had to hold a fishing pole and look as if he was enjoying himself. Fed up, he watched the goldfish swim slowly in the water. Soon he would jump down and run to find his friends. They would have fun all night long. The man, Gordon, drove his car up the drive and into the garage. At last, streetlights began to flash on, and Mondo put down his pole. Happily, he jumped onto the lawn, ran to the hedge, and slipped through. It was a fine night with no wind and a big yellow moon, so Mondo kept hidden as much as he could. People liked to go for walks on nights like this, and he did not want to be seen. He did surprise a cat, which hissed at him. That made him grin. Tonight, the Evans Street gnomes were meeting at the bowling club. It would be good to see them all again. They would have a game with Balto's beautiful new set of marbles. All of a sudden, Mondo stood still. Three gnomes that he had never seen before were creeping up the driveway to the Riverside Bowling Club. Who were they? And what were they up to? They wore blue hats and didn't look like any sort of gnome that Mondo knew. Slowly and carefully, he began to follow them. But he had only taken a few steps when he heard shouts, and he began to run. As he burst into the bowling club, a frightening sight met his eyes. His good friends were under attack. Over a dozen blue hat gnomes were fighting them, some with weapons. A few of them had knives. Some had garden tools, and one had a beer mug. Old Alfred was fighting back with his cane, but he was very wobbly. Mondo had nothing to fight with, not even his fishing pole. With an angry yell, Mondo ran to help his friends. All those blue hats against eight of them was not fair. He charged at a gnome who was hitting Jugsy. The gnome grunted as he fell down with a thud. Mondo spun around and shoved another blue hat over. He took up the blue hat's rake and began to fight a big fellow who carried a hatchet. He was a wild Viking gnome with a red beard and long red hair. Mondo fought hard with the rake as the battle went on around him. He could hear shouts of pain, anger, and fear. Then there was a loud snap as the rake broke in two. Mondo threw it into the face of his opponent and ran. He felt a blow on his arm, tumbled over, and everything went dark. When Mondo came to, he rubbed his head and looked about, blinking. Two gnomes were limping slowly away, helping each other to walk. Someone was crying. It was Balto. He looked over at Mondo and tears ran down his face as he sobbed, "They took all my marbles. All of them, those ugly blue hats, took all my marbles, all my beautiful marbles." Mondo's head was pounding and one of his arms was very sore. "Tomorrow night, all meet under the bridge," he croaked. "This is war."